You're into sports, but nothing wrong with a little leisure time. Why not both?
You're going to have a heart attack by the time you're 40 if you don't learn to relax.
It's time for sports or leisure on The Zone with Jason Anderson.
All right, we got sports or leisure here, the final hour on this Thursday. NFL draft coming up tonight. Our draft coverage presented by Hollywood Casino, Greenlight Dispensary, and Twin Peaks. Hanging out at Hollywood Casino is Sterling Holmes. Sterling, you're there. It's your birthday, but you got other things going on. What's going on that you'll be taking part in as well?
Yes, it's a party, obviously, at Hollywood Casino. But tonight, if you're into 80s rock music, go to Guitars and Cadillacs to support Kids TLC. Rusty LaFoon kicks off the evening, followed by the Rock Gods. 100% of the money raised go to help children in our community to bring hope and healing to young lives and their families through innovation and proven therapies in residential and outpatient programs. Get your tickets today by going to kidsstlc.org. Must be 21 to attend. Doors open at 6:30. Again, that is tonight at Guitars and Cadillacs.
Kidsstlc.com. Coming up tonight. 913-310-810 is the phone number. First in, first on to play some sports or leisure. You get a sports question, you get a leisure question. You get them both right, you win. Either of them wrong, you lose. The question is out there available for someone to call in and request. We don't give out the right answer until it is answered correctly, or we have simply run out of time to play. That is how we play the game that we like to call sports or leisure. Categories on a sports or leisure NFL draft Thursday. Categories are NFL draft, Chiefs draft, and then local college draft. So KU, K-State, Mizzou. So if you choose local college draft, please let me know the school as well that you would prefer to answer a question about. So NFL draft, Chiefs draft, local college schools draft. That's the sports side. On to leisure. Sterling, what do we have for categories on leisure today?
We have my favorite, Sing Me a Song, You're the Piano Man, which is Finish the Lyric. And we also have the birthday edition.
Yay!
Well, it's not things Happy about me because no one cares about me. It's just normal birthday questions that I thought were kind of fun.
Mr. Sterling. Kind of fun birthday questions. All right. That's a subjective term, though. Might be kind of fun for you. Might be boring for everybody else. You never know.
Yeah, well, that's why I said kind of and not like extremely or electric. It's
undeniable fun.
Yeah, it's semi-fun.
That's great. All right, I am ready to go. Sterling, you good to go?
Beers are cracked. I am ready to go.
The grill is hot, the water's luke, and the beers are cold. Let's rock. Dylan, you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, fantastic. 913-310-810 to the phone lines we go, and we start off with Kyle, leading us off on sports or leisure. Kyle, what side do you want to start with, sports side or the leisure side?
Let's do sports, and we'll do the NFL draft.
The NFL draft for you. Okay, so who was the last number one overall pick that did not play quarterback or edge? The last number one overall pick in the NFL draft that was not an edge rusher or a quarterback. Also, if you can name it while listening to the seventh inning stretch.
You guys can hear that through my microphone.
Yeah, we can.
Kind of nice, right?
That's right. I'm really hoping. Yeah. I would like somebody to go out and get some salted peanuts for me. Lemonade. Woo!
Let's see.
Last number one overall pick that did not play edge or quarterback.
Would it be?
Probably.
Clowney?
It was not Clowney. Kyle, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. Clowney, edge. No edge, no quarterback. No edge, no quarterback. With the number one overall pick, the most recent one that was not a quarterback or an edge. That trend will continue as Caleb Williams will be the number one pick coming up tonight. Let's head to Joel next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Joel, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Sports, I don't know that either, so let's do local draft, K-State, please.
Local draft, K-State for you. Okay. Who was the only offensive player for Kansas State taken in the first round? It's a layup.
Only offensive player for K-State taken in the first round. Oh, my goodness.
I know. You're going to...
Michael Beasley, right?
Those are the,
is it Michael Beasley?
That's right. It was Michael. We're looking for Mitch Richmond. No, it's not Michael Beasley, Sterling, smart
you
ass.
You said offensive player taken in the first round. Michael Beasley was 1,000% an offensive player taken in the first round.
You're not wrong about that. So was Mitch, though. NFL draft.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, that's on me. Yeah.
The only offensive player for Kansas State taken in the first round. They've had a number of offensive first-round draft picks. Just most all of them have been defense. In fact, all of them but this player. So not even most all of them.
That's why I'm blanking on this. I'm trying to see who it was.
Man, you're gonna kick yourself. Your friends are gonna be so mad at you.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Well, most of them are KU people. They'll probably laugh at me. I just completely blanking on this. I'm not going to waste your time.
Joel, thank you for playing, man. I'm sure that you'll hear that answer very soon. 913-3810-810. Avery, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Well, I feel like that was Josh Freeman, but I'm not sure. Did you saw that Eric Fisher question out there?
See, now, why you got to go and do that, though?
Well, we don't know. I could be wrong.
So
I'm a KU guy. I don't know much about Kansas State, you know.
I'm going to go ahead and give
why
you
why did he do that? Why?
I'm going to give you
why?
I'm going to give you the Josh Freeman one. Okay, so you got that right. Josh Freeman
oh,
is
Josh Freeman?
Yeah, it was the offensive player for K-State. Joel's going to be mad at himself. Josh Freeman is correct. I was really surprised, by the way, to know that he's the only a lot of first round draft picks just so many defensive players that have been taken in the first round. So, leisure side for you with Sterling.
Come on, well, don't take two out at once now because,
yeah, that's
because
right.
we spend hours and hours curating this list.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'd be surprised if I take one of these down. Birthday questions? Like, is it about your birthday or is it about
not my birthday. I'm not that much of a psycho or a narcissist. These are just general birthday questions.
Where did Sterling go for his 18th birthday?
Okay, TGI Friday. No, it was a Chili's.
It was definitely a Chili's.
Jail. The correct answer was jail.
We would have accepted grand, totally nude. Either one of those would have been fine. Go right ahead with your birthday question there, Sterling.
Well, does he want birthday or is he going to sing me a song?
He said he wanted birthday.
Birthday. Like, every time you know what these song ones, I'm like, oh, God, I don't know what they're saying there. Like, I'm like, coming in, I'm like.
All right, I got you. All right, listen closely. Who makes Fudgy the Whale and Cookie Puss?
Carvel?
Yes, baby. See, you knew it. You knew it was Carvel.
I'm lost on that one. What am I missing here?
I've heard of this on TV. Like, I don't think we have one of those around here, right?
We don't have one around us, but you've heard of birthday. Fudgy the Whale and Cookie Puss. Yeah, this is ice cream birthday cake. The most popular in the world.
No, I haven't heard
either
of them. Like, honestly,
read a book, Jason.
Are there books about Fudgy the Whale? I apologize. Sorry, I was reading books about Icarus and
next time I'm eating a birthday cake, I'll make sure to get
yes.
the brand.
Yes.
Yes, please. Yeah. Thank you. Next time, give me Carvel.
Mm-hmm.
No,
well,
no one remembers this.
Yeah, well done. Nice job, Avery. We'll put you on hold and get your information. Congratulations. Sorry, I was reading about. Fudgy the Whale. I was reading Ishtar. That's what I was reading about. Okay. But what is it like? Legit? Like I'm lost here. So maybe I'm ignorant to this.
There's ice cream cakes. Like the OG ice cream cakes were Fudgy the Whale and Cookie Puss, and then they also created an Irish version called Cookie Opus. Am I taking crazy pills?
No,
you're older than
so.
Me, Jason. You should know this.
No, Avery knew that. I've just never heard of those. We didn't celebrate birthdays in my house, so I don't know what's really going on here. I had no idea. So that's made by Carvel.
Carvel.
All right, my bad. All right. I apologize. Okay. I'm with you now. All right, let's go to Andrew next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Sports or Leisure. Andrew, what side do you want to start with?
Let's do Chiefs draft.
Chiefs draft for you. Okay. Let's look. Kansas City Chiefs draft here.
Probably should be it.
The Chiefs have drafted four running backs in the first round since 1990. Name three.
Gosh, blanking. Clyde.
Clyde is one. There you go. Two of the other three running backs the Chiefs have drafted in the first round since 1990. Percy Snow, not an answer to this one.
Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson is one. Now, one of the other two.
One of the other two, gosh.
Two other running backs drafted in the first round since 1990 by the Chiefs. One of the other two that were drafted.
Oh, gosh.
By the Chiefs.
Probably a little older than I'm thinking.
Since 1990, so, I mean.
Well, I mean, that's when I was born, so.
Okay, there you go.
Shoot. Christian Okoye.
It is not Christian. Not Christian Okoye. Andrew, thank you for playing, man. Appreciate it. 913-3810-810 is the phone number. That question is out there available for someone to call in and request if they know the answer to that one. 913-3810-810. Charles next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Charles, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Let's do some leisure.
Oh, yeah. Let's get leisurely with it. You want the birthday questions or you want to sing me a song?
Let's do some birthday questions.
All right. All right, here we go. The month with the least amount of birthdays is blank.
Well, if you were smart, you probably guessed February, but I'm not sure.
I have no idea what the answer is, Charles, so I am not trying to lead you one way or another. That would have been my guess of just being, you know, taking a 1 out of 12 shot, but.
Right.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
Is that a hint?
That sounds like
not really. It's like,
okay, you were just trying to give him confidence.
I believe in this man. I give him, okay. Come on. Sometimes people need some confidence.
I was hearing like, okay, the B, is there something with B, U, is there something with U, is he going with Feb, U, Air, like, is that what he's going with,
be.
I believe in you?
Like, I could have been doing that.
I was trying to connect it all together, right? But actually it was just you trying to give him confidence, which is very nice of you.
It could have been both, could have been a combo.
Charles, what do you think, bub?
Take a leap.
This is a shot in the dark. August?
No.
Not August. Oh. Charles, thank you for playing.
He took a leap,
man.
Though.
I appreciate
he did take a leap.
I
thought that's a good hint.
That's a great hint, man. It's a really good hint. Let's go to Kyle next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Kyle, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Sports.
All right, we got Chiefs questions. We got local college questions. We got NFL questions. All about the draft, obviously.
Go with the running back question.
All right. Who is one of the other two running backs that the Chiefs have drafted outside of Larry Johnson and Clyde Edwards-Helaire since 1990 in the first round?
The pride of Texas A&M, Greg Hill.
Greg Hill in 1994. Do you know who the other one was, by any chance? You've already won on this side, so just for S's and G's, if you knew it all.
It's Jackie Battle.
No, it was not Jack Battle.
You said 90, so is it in 90?
91, actually.
Is it Harvey?
It is Harvey Williams. That's correct. It is the long neck of Harvey Williams in 91. Greg Hill, 94. Larry Johnson, 03. And Clyde, 2000. Trey Benson, 2024, oddly enough. Crazy, huh? Not happening. Leisure with Sterling.
All right. You want a birthday question? The same one we already have out. The month with the least amount of birthdays is blank. A different birthday question. Or do you want to sing me a song? You're the piano man.
I'll go birthday.
Do you want the one that's already out or a new one?
I'll take that one.
All right. The month with the least amount of birthdays is blank.
I mean, it has to be February, right?
It is. It is February. The guy even said, if I was smart, I'd pick February. I'm like, right. Well, Yeah.
And then you said, just take a leap. I'm like, oh.
Just take a leap, yeah.
That is definitely February. And then he's like, you know, if I was smart, I would go August. I'm going to go August. Damn it.
Believe it or not, August actually, I think, is the month with the most birthdays.
Well, that would make sense, yeah. It's cold inside and, you know, around Christmas and things like that. Yeah, that would kind of make sense, I would guess. Kyle, we'll put you on hold and get your information. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well done.
913-3810-810 is the phone number. There were a number of kids that were born, was it October or November, or due this October, November, and it's like either last year and this year, and I'm like, you know, the connection would be February of the last 2 years, if you're looking at
connection
a number.
Connection of what, Jason? What are you talking about?
Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And when your team wins the Super Bowl, people don't realize this, the stork comes from the sky and drops off babies. It's very well known in the books that I've read. Read lots of books.
You're very well read.
I probably read the most books of anybody ever. Especially on this show. That's
a lot of pictures in them, Jason?
Oh, tons of pictures. They pop up.
Good.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, some of them are like scratch and sniff. And then I can, like, you know, some of them have different textures and everything. So it's, like, sensory stuff. It's awesome, man. They're really cool. Ryan next up on Sports Radio 810. Ryan, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
We'll go with sports.
All right. We got Chiefs draft, NFL draft, and then local college draft questions.
Right, Chiefs draft.
Chiefs draft for you. Okay. So we answered the running back question. Let's go with this one. Okay. So the Chiefs have picked in the top 10, 11 different times. Only three of those 11 players played on the offense. Who were they? 11 times the Chiefs have taken a top 10 pick, three offensive players out of those 11. Who are the three offensive players?
All right, so three top 10 offensive players. Mahomes.
Mahomes is one of them. That's correct. Number 10.
Eric Fisher, number
That is correct. Number one, Eric Fisher. And the only other top 10 pick for the Chiefs that played offense.
Probably got to go back a little bit.
This guy ended up being he was an answer to a question last week, in fact, now that I'm looking at it. Remember about the Canton stuff, born in Canton, Ohio, that thing? That question, remember that one, Sterling and Dylan?
Yeah, I do,
yeah. Absolutely.
Throwback.
Because it was a Chiefs draft forgettables, but not necessarily forgettable. It was more of the, man, I can't believe that happened when all of those other guys happened.
Todd Blackledge.
Hey, well done. Todd Blackledge is correct. Nice job. Eric Fisher, number one, Todd Blackledge, and Patrick Mahomes, both at number 10. And eight defensive players all mixed in the other top 10 picks. On to leisure with Sterling.
Would you enjoy a birthday question, or would you enjoy a sing me a song at the piano man, finish the lyric question?
Yeah, birthdays, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Birthdays.
Okay. We're just going to rip through these birthday ones, huh?
Rip it.
Okay. Do you want a riddle? Are you a fan of riddles, good sir?
You can try one, sir.
Why not?
All right. Well, we're going to try a riddle. What goes up and never comes down?
Your age.
Yes.
Nice job. It's birthday.
I'm the Riddler over here.
It's the birthday. Yes.
That's the birthday. Nice job. Yeah.
Way to put it together.
Took Lebo
together,
a second. Lebo was like, I don't know, man. Well, and then I was like, it's birthday.
Well,
again, Lebo.
I mean,
then he got it.
If I hang on the rim long enough, I mean, Sterling was looking for that earlier at age 30. So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say jumping. Not correct.
Jumping,
Ryan
was actually, yeah.
Ryan, we will put you on hold. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. Nice job
answering the riddle, too, huh? Well done. Got the top 10 offensive players, and what goes up and never comes down. It is your age, except for Benjamin Button, right? So that
I guess technically. Yeah. If there's an IDMB one, you know, that would be the wrong answer.
That's right. Whatever the letters are that you try to
they're the right four letters.
That's
they're
correct.
Just,
the order's terrible.
Fact.
Let's go to Shane next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Shane, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Let's do sports, please.
All right. What category are you thinking?
Got some more of the Chiefs draft left.
Yep. More Chiefs draft questions for you. Let's go with this one. The Chiefs traded up in the draft for just the third time in their history when they took defensive player Trent McDuffie in 2022. Can you name either of the other two defensive players the Chiefs traded up in the first round to get?
Need to name one?
Yep, either of the players that they traded up for defensively in the first round.
I got to think back on that.
Both of them ended up being top 10 picks, too. I'll give you that hint. One of them was amazing. One of them was...
Are these guys Ring of Honor guys? Or,
One of them is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them grew into a really big ring.
A big ring?
One of them grew into being a really big ring. But, you know, whatever.
Okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and throw one out there then. Let's say... Got to be one of my favorites. I'm guessing. Was DT1, Derek Thomas?
You know, it's close, but Derek Thomas, they did not trade up to get. They did not trade up to get DT. Shane, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. That question is out there. It's very close. I mean, it's close. It's right around that time. Let's go to Matt next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Matt, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Let's go... Chiefs draft, new question.
The Chiefs draft, new question for you. Okay, very good. Chiefs with the 32nd pick this year. Now, listen to the question because I tried to word it in a way that made sense. They've traded out of the first round twice in their history, which means they had a pick in the first round of that draft, and they traded it away and picked in the second round as their first pick of that draft. Not that they traded it away for Frank Clark or Orlando Brown, et cetera, or Joe Montana. So they traded away their first-round draft pick that they had that year to move back in the second round. Name either player that they selected with that second-round pick when they traded out of the first round. I'll give you a hint, one player still on this Chiefs team. And the other player was mentioned last week in the Chiefs draft forgettables. What are the odds of that? I'm just looking at that one. One player still on this team.
So these are second-round picks?
These were guys drafted in the second round, but they were the first pick of the Chiefs that year because they traded back from the first round and out of the first round. One of them still on the Chiefs right now.
Hmm.
And another one ended up being a Chiefs draft forgettable that we talked about last week. But, you know, that was 7 days ago. Sterling, do you know the answer to this one?
I believe I do, yes.
Yes, okay, good. Good.
So are these, like, trade back during the draft? Or
yes,
like,
yeah. They had a first-rounder in that draft. So, like, tonight, if they trade out of the first round, and let's say they take Kingsley Suamataia tomorrow night, then the answer next year would be Kingsley Suamataia is who they took in 2024 when they traded out of the first round. But one of those players that they traded back for. Now, I'll tell you, they also traded back because they were trying to get a player that a team traded in front of them to get. That's kind of convoluted, but, you know.
Yeah, now you're the man talking.
I know. But it's just like they wanted a specific player in that draft. A team traded in front of them and took that player. Thank you that team did. And so they traded back and took this player. And then their next year's draft was amazing. What do you think, Matt? Throw a dart.
I'll try.
Still on the team right now.
Nick Bolton.
Nick Bolton is incorrect. It was not Nick Bolton. Matt, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. Let's take a break. We'll come back, continue playing some sports or leisure. 913-3810-810. Those on, hold the line. You're up next. 913-3810-810. That question is out there, available for someone to call in and request. We got another one out there as well of a Chiefs draft question. We got other NFL draft questions, and we got some local college team draft questions. We'll take a timeout, come back, continue with more Zone. Sterling hanging out at Hollywood Casino, Kansas Speedway. play. We continue right here on a Thursday. More Zone next. All right, continuing right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, a little sports or leisure on this Thursday, heading up until 2 o'clock. The program with Ren Petro comes your way at 2, and of course, they will be doing yeoman's work today. They'll be continuing the program with the NFL Draft Special starting at 6 o'clock with Seren Petro, Curtis Siebold, Mark Boerichter, and they will be taking you through all the sights and sounds of the NFL Draft tonight on the clock, the Chicago Bears at 7 o'clock, and then we'll see when the Chiefs draft, what position they end up drafting at. One of the places you can watch the draft is Hollywood Casino Speedway. Sterling, you are there. What's going on?
Yeah, baby. It's a party out here. Because I'm here and the beers are flowing. We're going to throw some money on red after this too. But
yeah,
they literally have so many TVs in the sports book, and it's just phenomenal. Everywhere you look, it's hard to pay attention to some of the questions sometimes.
I get it.
They'll ask me a question, I'm just like, yeah, that's cool and all, as I see Salvador Perez hit a home run. And you're like, okay, that's fine. That's sweet. But there's all these games on. You know, of course, I threw a little bit of money on the Brewers game, and of course, I have already lost that bet. But I have the Red Sox game rolling right now. White Sox are beating the Twins. No, man, the setup down here at Hollywood Casino is just, it's top-notch.
So the draft comes up tonight. One of the expected first offensive linemen off the board is Joe Alt, although J.C. Latham, the numbers in Vegas have changed a lot, that he's now getting a lot of run as maybe the first offensive lineman taken off the board, because the Chargers sitting there at number 5 may go Latham and package him with Rashawn Slater and have their bookend tackles with Jim Harbaugh. Well, Joe Alt, I had just realized this in an interview that he did with Kay Adams. So Joe Alt is credited with giving up one sack in 704 pass-blocking reps, which is an amazing stat in and of itself, right?
I mean, do we know who the sack was given up to?
But here's the thing. He technically didn't give up a sack. It's a BS ruling. He drops back in his stance. The outside linebacker contacts Joe Alt. They run a stunt. He then disconnects from Alt, twists around. Joe Alt picks up the guard, stymies him. That outside linebacker, or picks up the defensive tackle, I should say. Joe Alt picks up the defensive tackle that's heading towards him on the stunt. The outside linebacker twists inside, beats the left guard, sacks the quarterback. He's credited with that sack, Joe Alt. He gave up no sacks. That's not a Joe Alt sack. He gave up no sacks in every single pass rep that he had. How is that even close to being against him? Like, he engaged with the outside linebacker. They ran a stunt. He goes over the top of the defensive tackle. Alt then smart enough, quick enough to pick up the defensive tackle and stymies him. The left guard wasn't as lucky or good. And that guy gets a sack. That's not Joe Alt. In my book, he gave up zero sacks. Seems pretty easy, right? Seems pretty obvious.
I say draft that guy, but I don't know.
If he's there at 32, I take Joe Alt. If he's there at 32, that's my pick.
I'd say with the Chargers, I'm drafting him too, but you know, it's Chargers, so.
Who do you want the Chiefs
to
draft?
Don't mess it up.
Who do you want the Chiefs to draft at 32? Oh, man, I don't know. Probably Joe Alt or Roma Dunze, or if they can get Neighbors or Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, I feel like you can't go wrong with really any of those guys.
You know what?
32.
Hear me out. Caleb Williams at 32. Just go ahead and just double down. Just trade him for a haul.
Well,
makes a lot of sense.
I mean, Mahomes is getting a little older. He is starting to get a little bit longer in the tooth. So do you then just trade Mahomes and draft Caleb Williams? I mean, he is expected to be the next Mahomes, right?
We already have Carson Wentz. So,
that's a great point. Yeah, the first Mahomes. Yeah,
that room cannot be that loaded.
Can't have all three of those guys, especially when you've already got Oladokun. I mean, come on, man. What more do you need? 913-3810-810. It is Sports or Leisure presented by Johnny's Tavern. Let's go to Lindsay next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Sports or Leisure, Lindsay, what side do you want to start with?
Oh, I want to sing Sterling a song for his birthday, I believe.
How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
He's
Lindsay,
the piano man.
You are a sweetheart. Thank you so much. Do you want, well, I guess you're getting classic rock. I'll give you a couple options. Do you want AC/DC, Alice Cooper, or Rush?
AC/DC, please.
How about that?
Good call. This is the easiest one. Good call, Lindsay. She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had the sightless eyes telling me no lies, knocking me out with those what? What was she knocking you out with?
European legs.
Those American thighs,
oh,
boy.
Yeah, baby.
Sorry.
Yeah, she was.
I was afraid I ruined it. Well done. On to the leisure side, or the sports side, sir. We got NFL draft, we got Chiefs draft, and we have local college draft picks. KU, K-State, Mizzou.
Give me a little NFL draft.
All right, general NFL draft for you. All right, we answered that one there. Let's go with this one. Marvin Harrison Jr. will become the fifth son of an NFL Hall of Famer to be drafted in the first round. Name two other sons, two of the other four sons that were drafted in the first round whose fathers are NFL Hall of Famers. Now, I'll give you a hint. You could go to one Thanksgiving and find both answers.
Mm.
You also might want to go to maybe a prison and find another answer.
Oh, wow. Good call, actually. Yeah. You nailed that one.
Is one of them Chris Long?
One of them is Chris Long.
Ooh. All right. What prison do I need to go to figure out the other one?
Well, you also may not need to leave that Thanksgiving table to find the other one either.
Oh, God. What's his brother's name? Kyle?
Yeah, there you go. Nice job, Kyle and Chris Long. The other two were Kellen Winslow Jr.
Oh. Yeah.
And Jake Matthews, son of Bruce Matthews. So nice job, Kyle and Chris Long. And now throw in Marvin Harrison Jr. to that group tonight when he is drafted. That's a winner, Lindsay. We'll put you on hold, get your information. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Super duper.
All right, let's bring in Jeff here. 913-310-810. Jeff, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Sports, please.
Yes, sir. What category are you thinking?
Chiefs draft, the second round question.
Yes, absolutely. So the Chiefs have traded out of the first round only twice in their history. They had a first-round draft pick that year and traded out of the first round. Name either of the players that they took in the second round, which was their first pick of that particular draft.
Chris Jones.
Correct. Chris Jones in 2016. They traded out of the first round because they wanted, unanswered prayers, they wanted Paxton Lynch, but the Denver Broncos were so smart and sneaky. They traded ahead of the Chiefs and got Paxton Lynch. So the Chiefs said, well, let's trade back and we'll take this Chris Jones fella. Oh. The other one was Junior Siavi in 2004. They traded back in 2004 and drafted Junior Siavi. You win some, you lose some. Yeah, definitely got the one with Chris Jones. Right. Over to leisure, Jeff, with Sterling.
Do you want to sing me a song? You're the piano man, which has finished the lyric. Or do you want a birthday edition question?
Let's go with a birthday edition question.
All right, we'll go with who sang you the hit song "Happy Birthday to You" to President John F. Kennedy on his 45th birthday in 1962. Who sang "Happy Birthday to You" to JFK, Mr. President?
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, nice job. There you go.
Nailed it. Yep.
Well, you know.
As
nice
a kid,
job.
I learned that from Wayne's World.
Yes. I think I did, too. Most people learn their American cultural history from Wayne's World. Jeff, we'll put you on hold and get your information. Congratulations, sir. Well done.
All right, thanks.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday.
All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We will wrap up the show, and we will give our predictions of who the Chiefs draft tonight. I know people have been waiting with bated breath. Who does Sterling think the Chiefs are going to take? What about Jason? What about Dylan? Need to know. We'll find out next. All right, wrapping things up here on Sports Radio 810 WHB in the Zone. Sterling Holmes is hanging out at Hollywood Casino, Kansas Speedway.
Yeah, baby.
Draft coverage throughout the day brought to you by Hollywood Casino, Greenlight Dispensary, and Twin Peaks. Chiefs with the 32nd pick in the NFL draft tonight. All right, let's go around the room / show, since you're at Hollywood Casino. Yeah, let's go around 435. Let's go around the legends and just ask random people what they think about the Chiefs draft, who they take.
I can ask everyone in the sports book right now. I mean, it's going to take us a while. It's starting to fill up, so I can ask them people.
Hey,
but we're going to have to cut into the program.
If you were down in a different state, I would just have you take off your headset and go, "The stars at night are big and bright," and see if anybody answers, sort of like Pee-wee's Big Adventure, but that's fine. So anyway, let's go around the room. Who wants to go first? Anybody? Doesn't matter. Sterling, Dylan, myself, I'll go first. At pick 32, I do think the Chiefs try to trade up and get a tackle tonight. I think they are trying to answer slash solve their issue there. Brett Veach has done a pretty good job of when there is an issue or a hole or something that is lacking or less than stellar, he's pretty aggressive at doing that. And Orlando Brown and Joe Tooney drafting Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, and we've seen him do that on the defensive side, etc. I thought maybe they're going to do that with wide receiver. Signing Hollywood Brown helps. The depth of the wide receiving group this year certainly helps. I think they will try to trade up and get a tackle. So I'm going to say if they trade up, they get Mims. If they pick at 32, they draft Kingsley Suamataia. So I know I gave two there, so maybe that's cheating. But that's just how I'm feeling going into it. So a trade up, they get Mims, and it doesn't mean they trade up to like 15 or whatever. Picking at 32, they get Kingsley. Sterling, Drew, Dylan, Drew, I don't know. Drew, you want to go? I'm not sure who Drew is, but Dylan?
Mine's easy. It's the same as yours.
So, oh, really? Trade up, they get Mims?
Yep.
So, okay, very good.
I don't think they can get up high enough to our scenario where they get Olu, but they can get... I think they can get Mims. I think that the medicals and the fact that we'll be switching him hopefully to left will hopefully drop him a little bit and a run on quarterbacks as well.
Okay. Sterling, what are you thinking?
So someone saw Peter Schrager's final mock draft, huh, boys? No?
What did, okay. did
I think
he had
a 19 for Mims, right?
Yeah, the trade was traded for Mims.
Yeah.
There's so many mock drafts that came out today. Everybody's final mock draft came out today.
His always
you know
seems
what?
To be the most accurate and the latest.
Yeah. I think it's the smartest way to go, but I'll not be smart. And you know how February is the obvious answer, and we went with August. I'm going to do the same thing here. I think trading up for Mims is the obvious answer, but I want to be different. No groupthink here, Jason.
Oh.
Give me Ladd McConkey at 32. I like the floor. I think the ceiling's higher than people think. He's not just a slot; he's an outside receiver too. I think Ladd McConkey is the pick for the Chiefs at 32.
Hey, if look at 32. If they end up getting Ladd McConkey, I'm good with it, man. There are a number of receivers that I like in this draft. Ladd McConkey is one of them. I like Xavier Worthy maybe a little bit more than some people do because they think he's just fast. I think Xavier.
It's the wrong Xavier. Jason, that's the wrong Xavier.
Well, Xavier Leggett, people like. I'm just saying, I don't know. Is Xavier Leggett more of a lightning rod? I don't know because of the production only 1 year, but. Xavier Worthy is a really good route runner and can track the football and is really fast as well. So if he's there at 32, I'd be perfectly fine taking him. But now all of a sudden, Xavier Worthy, where he's going to be drafted, the now favorite, the team that is expected to be the favorite to draft Xavier Worthy is the Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis has one pick at number 15 in the first round. They don't have like a pick at 15 and then a pick like in the mid-20s. They have the 15th pick in the draft, and Xavier Worthy, the now leader in Vegas of where he goes in the draft, is Indianapolis. That would be a meteoric rise. That would be as fast of a rise as his 40 time was. From is he a first-round pick to he's the fourth receiver off the board, and he went number 15 overall. The second betting favorite is Miami at 21 for Xavier Worthy. So we'll see.
Who falls, Jason? Who falls? Who's the Will Levis?
Oh, man. Penix. Mm. Penix is the Will Levis, and maybe it results in the Chiefs being able to trade out. I know that is not the ideal scenario for a lot of people. I'm perfectly fine if they don't draft somebody tonight, but I think they'll take Kingsley. It's an offensive tackle. It's all the measurables, and it's BYU, Sterling. Oh, sounds so great. Happy birthday, bud.